Welcome to Chilling with Teddy G, an authentic black channel empowering the black community and capturing the modern day black reality through investigative journalism. I'm your host, Teddy G.
Colonization never ended in the white supremacist system. And as we see today, the colonization is in the mind. Now, those who have been enslaved and those who have been colonized, we're still dealing with the remnants of that through the colonization of the mind. Pick up my book, Seven Steps to Decolonize the Mind, and we will help deprogram you from the colonization that was put upon you by generations and generations of white supremacy. You can pick it up today on Amazon.com.
Hello to all of my melanated kings and queens, my brothers and sisters that's in Africa as well as South Africa, and to my listening audience around the globe. I welcome each and every one of you back to another episode of CWTG. As you know, I'm Teddy G, your host, and everybody knows on this channel, we discuss anything and everything with absolutely no sugar, no frosting, and definitely no mayonnaise. Y'all run and grab yourself your favorite cup of tea, coffee, latte, whatever it is you prefer to drink in this hot weather, your cocoa or your ice water. And let me tell you guys about a famous speech that was done by Frederick Douglass, who will be read by James Earl Jones, ladies and gentlemen, talking about what to slaves is the 4th of July, right? And we all know, we all just got through celebrating it, including me as well. You know, I went to the fireworks. I listened to some live bands right out in front of my establishment. Me and my twin sister actually had a very good time. But back in my mind, I was really meaning to talk about with my sister about what the Independence Day meant to our family. All right, who was sharecroppers and before that was slaves and whatnot, and what this Independence Day actually meant to us. And I think the speech from Frederick Douglass actually told it in one speech, ladies and gentlemen, about how a lot of Native Black Americans and people of color feel about the Independence Day celebration. And we're going to get right into that, and I'm going to let y'all hear exactly how Frederick Douglass and James Earl Jones and many Native Black Americans feel about the Independence Day celebration. And the only reason why I'm not going directly into it, because you know at the studios of Chilling with Teddy G, we have to do housekeeping. Housekeeping is a must, ladies and gentlemen, over here. We have to keep our dirty laundry clean with the Copyright Disclaimer Act of 1976, under Title 17, Section 107. Allowances made for the fair use for the purpose such as criticism, comment, news reporting, teaching, scholarships, and research. Fair use is permitted by the copyright statute that may otherwise be infringing. Nonprofit, educational, or personal use tips to balance in the favor of fair use. With all that being said and our dirty laundry being clean, ladies and gentlemen, let's go to the feelings of Frederick Douglass through James Earl Jones about how Native Black Americans feel about the Independence Day celebration.
Fellow citizens, pardon me and allow me to ask, why am I called upon to speak here today? What have I, or those I represent, to do with your national independence? Are the great principles of political freedom and of natural justice embodied in that Declaration of Independence extended to us? And am I, therefore, called upon to bring our humble offering to the national altar and to confess their benefits and express devout gratitude for the blessings resulting from your independence to us, I am not included within the pale of this glorious anniversary. Your high independence only reveals the immeasurable distance between us. The blessings in which you this day rejoice are not enjoyed in common. The rich inheritance of justice, liberty, prosperity, and independence bequeathed by your fathers is shared by you, not by me. The sunlight that brought life and healing to you has brought stripes and death to me. This 4th of July is yours, not mine. You may rejoice, I must mourn. To drag a man in fetters into the grand illuminated temple of liberty and call upon him to join you in joyous anthems were inhuman mockery and sacrilegious irony. Do you mean, citizens, to mock me by asking me to speak today? What to the American slave is your 4th of July? I answer, a day that reveals to him more than all other days of the year the gross injustice and cruelty to which he is a constant victim. To him, your celebration is a sham. Your boasted liberty, an unholy license. Your national greatness, swelling vanity. Your sounds of rejoicing are empty and heartless. Your denunciation of tyrants, brass-fronted impudence. Your shouts of liberty and equality, hollow mockery. Your prayers and hymns, your sermons and thanksgivings, with all your religious parade and solemnity, are to him mere bombast, fraud, deception, impiety, and hypocrisy. A thin veil to cover up crimes that would disgrace a nation of savages. There's not a nation of the earth guilty of practices more shocking and bloody than are the people of these United States at this very hour. At a time like this, scorching irony, not convincing argument, is needed. Oh, had I the ability and could reach the nation's ear, I would today pour forth a stream, a fiery stream of biting ridicule, blasting reproach, withering sarcasm, and stern rebuke. For it is not light that is needed, but fire. It is not the gentle shower, but thunder. We need the storm, the whirlwind, the earthquake. The feeling of the nation must be quickened. The conscience of the nation must be roused. The propriety of the nation must be startled. The hypocrisy of the nation must be exposed, and the crimes against God and man must be proclaimed and denounced.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, for the Independence Day celebration in 2022. Is my feelings and the feelings of a lot of Native Black Americans and the feelings of Frederick Douglass brought to you by James Earl Jones. I want each and every one of you to have a safe and a blessed day. I bring you this story along with the rest of them only because I love you. Loving you guys is my food, and Teddy G is hungry each and every single day of his life. And when I have the opportunity to address you guys again, until that happens, I bid each and every one of you peace, love, and soul.